Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. It was the end of an era as Senator Mike Enzi made his final speech from the floor of the Senate, ending 24 years of service to the citizens of Wyoming. Called by some the most efficient lawmaker you've never heard of, Enzi had more than 100 bills signed into law by four different presidents. In his short speech, he spoke of the polarizing changes that have gripped the country of late and urged lawmakers to find common ground. He reiterated his popular 80-20 philosophy, focusing on the 80% of issues lawmakers agree on rather than the 20% that they don't. Enzi finishes his career as Wyoming's longest-serving senator. Cynthia Loomis will fill his seat beginning next month. Former residents of Trinity Teen Solutions are speaking out, claiming abuses by the owners and staff at the rehabilitation center as news of the class action lawsuit filed against Trinity and the Triangle Cross Boys Ranch broke this week. Co-owner Angela Woodward denies any abuses, calling the lawsuit baseless, and she has some strong allies on her side, namely the parents of the teens sent to the ranches, none of whom are participants in the latest legal action against them. Many have told of their desperation when it came to their daughter's behavior, from drug abuse and drinking to thievery and attempted suicide, and have credited the centers for turning their child's life around. The two treatment centers feature similar programs of daily chores on the ranch, along with academic schooling, Christian and Catholic counseling, and psychological treatment, plus more. Complaints and lawsuits are no stranger to the two rehab centers, but investigations by both the Department of Family Services and the Park County Sheriff's Office have not turned up any evidence, nor has any of the over 100 employees that have worked there in the past 18 years reported any abuses. Woodward claims this latest lawsuit is nothing more than an attempt at financial gain.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home, plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
It's a time-worn tradition on a cold Wyoming morning. You start the car and let it warm up before you head off to work. But now Cheyenne police are warning motorists that they've received numerous calls about vehicles left running, then stolen. They point out the behavior makes it too easy for criminals and that some just can't resist the urge when they see a running, unlocked vehicle. They also point to a little-known Wyoming statute that reads, "No person driving or in charge of a motor vehicle shall permit it to stand unattended without first stopping the engine, locking the ignition, removing the keys from the ignition, effectively setting the brake thereon, and, when standing upon any grade, turning the front wheel to the curb or side of the highway." A Sheridan woman will serve two 15-year prison sentences on child pornography charges, according to the minutes of the federal court sentencing hearing last Tuesday. Jessica Lynn Derking will serve the terms concurrently, according to the sentence handed down by U.S. District Court Judge Alan Johnson in Cheyenne. After the prison term ends, Derking will be on supervised release for 5 years. During that time, she will become a registered sex offender, receive mental health evaluations, and receive cognitive and behavioral treatment. After originally pleading not guilty to the charges, Derking changed her plea in September, pleading guilty to one charge of receipt of child pornography and one count of production of child pornography. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.